how about a person from, let's say, far back, who doesn't know very much?
You mean not find no, by not a, I forget what.
I'd say someone who lives a long ways from everything.
I know, hermit.
Hermit?
Yeah.
Well, what if it's a family that lives way out there when he comes into town?
Well, they call him hermit. You know, down in Florida, there's no man lived out on a dock right close to the Gulf, you know, bay.
Mm-hmm.
And he never had his hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
And he fished. He'd come to town. I don't know where he got his money. But some of my brothers and some of the young fella caught him one day and was going to take him to the barber shop and get his hair cut, you know. He said, "Boys, you can do it, but if you do, I'm going to kill myself as soon as you get home." And they got scared and let him go. He's a hummer. Lived out right out on a little peak that went out into the bay.
Mm-hmm. Instead of saying he'd kill them, he said he'd kill himself.
He'd kill himself.
That's a pretty good way to look at it.
And so the boys got there and turned him loose.
I was wondering if they call these people hillbillies or...
Oh, hillbillies. Oh, if, now, that one lived back in the hills, you know. They call him hillbillies, you know.
Oh.
We've never had so many back in the, like, Kentucky and Tennessee, and that's where they have most of the hillbillies, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a man who delivers your mail?
Huh?
What do you call a man who delivers your letters?
The mailman?
Huh?
We just call him the carrier, mail carrier.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, if you're just about ready to go someplace and somebody's going and you want him to wait just for a moment, what would you say to him?
What do you mean? He's going somebody with somebody?
And you wanted to go with him and you weren't just quite ready yet.
Well, we'd tell him to wait till we got ready.
Mm-hmm. What would you say? Wait what?
Wait a few minutes or wait a little time or wait a few minutes till, what if you had to change your clothes or...
Would you ask him to wait for you or wait on you? Or
we'd ask him to wait for us.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to show him something and you wanted to catch his attention, what would you say to him?
Well, we'd say, "Just wait and I'll be ready in a little bit to show you around," or whatever it is, you know.
Well, let's say you had something that in your hand that you wanted him to see and you wanted to catch his attention.
Well, I don't know what we'd say to him. We just said, "Wait until we get half time, then we'll show you this, whatever it does."
Now, I don't want to overstay my welcome.
No, but you can come any time. We just...
Good, Al.
Want to come back? Well, come on back any time.
Now, on my head, this is my... This part of my head?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call this part?
Forehead.
Uh-huh. And this is my...
Huh?
This is my...
Well, that's your right ear.
Uh-huh. And if I had...
That's your cheeks.
If I had whiskers, you'd say I was growing a...
Huh? Beard.
Yeah. Well, you were getting quite a few of those over at school.
Oh, yes. I see a little red-headed fellow down here. Had a little bit of a goatee on his chin, you know. You call him goatees, you know.
Yeah.
Mustache. Yeah.
And this is my...
Huh?
This is my...
Lip?
Yeah. And the lips are on my... Well, this right here is called my...
Gums?
Yeah, you got...
Gum and teeth.
Uh-huh.
Your jaws.
Uh-huh. And they're in my...
What?
My teeth are inside my...
Jaws?
Yeah. My jaws form part of my...
Part of your face.
Mouth?
Well, the jaws form part of your mouth. They're surrounding your mouth whole lot.
And on my hand, this is my...
That's your palm of your hand.
Uh-huh. You'd say these are...
That'd be your fist.
And...
That's your wrist.
Yeah, that's my wrist.
Yeah.
And inside that wrist, so that it'll bend, there's a...
It's called a joint.
Uh-huh. Boy, that's a clever thing, too,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It'd sure be a job trying to make one of those.
Yeah.
And this is my...
Shit.